Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Close to 150 Haitian Americans from the Boston area led a protest at the city's Park Plaza today. The issue is the mass deportation of Haitian people from the Dominican Republic. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
The Haitian Americans and their supporters marched from City Hall to protest the Dominican government's plan to deport tens of thousands of Haitians born in the Dominican Republic after 1929, but stripped of their citizenship by the Dominican Supreme Court 2 years ago. Among the protesters, Haitian American State Senator Linda Dorsina-Forey of Boston.
To take an arbitrary date as 1929 and say that you're going to look at people that's been there for generations, over 80 years, they are Dominicans, they speak Spanish, they go to school in Dominican Republic, but because they have Haitian ancestry, you want to now regard them as stateless and denaturalize them. And that's what we're saying, that it does not make sense that this would happen for this population.
When the protesters got to Park Plaza, they were met by Dominican immigrants standing in front of the building that houses the Dominican consulate. Police quickly separated the two groups and made them protest on opposing sides of the street. A woman who said she was from the Park Plaza building where the consulate is located demanded that police remove the Dominican protesters.
I know, but our tenants can't handle the building.
Why can't they be arrested? Why can't they be moved? Why are we going to start pushing them out of here? Why, poor tenants?
You are all idiots. You are don't understand anything.
The woman would not identify herself. Eventually, police did move the Dominican protesters away from the door, and among those protesters was Juan Mendez of Jamaica Plain.
They very welcome to the Dominican Republic, but what we wanted them to do is legalize the status in the Dominican Republic. That's only we expect from them. And we give it 18 months to get legal in the country. We provide everything for free. The Dominican government provides every service and every documentation for free.
At one point, Dominican Vice Consul Michael Figueroa came out. He explained that in the past year, most Haitian immigrants have managed to obtain legal residence in the Dominican Republic.
We legalized about half a million, 500,000 of people over there. We provide them with their real documents. The rest, in the near future, they must leave.
Police managed to keep the two groups apart, and eventually the protesters dispersed. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.